Another dead sea lion was found in Unalaska, this time by Summer Bay. Rolling waves splashed the body and washed away blood as Marine Advisory Program scientist Reed Brewer dissected the carcass. He said the sea lion came ashore last Friday and died Saturday morning.
He was looking confused, fatigued, and didn't really move to approaching people, and then eventually showed no response. And so the Sea Life Center contacted me to go and do a sampling regimen.
This is the third dead sea lion found in the area in the last 3 months, and the fifth marine mammal in the last 6 months. Two humpbacks washed up as well. Brewer slit open the animal's abdomen to take samples of different organs and their contents, including the colon.
This part in particular is important because one of the things we're looking for is a type of a microscopic algae that will show up in the feces of this animal.
He's looking for a microalgae called demoic acid. It's naturally occurring in the ecosystem, but animals can only handle it in small doses. Otherwise, it's toxic. Brewer says he won't know if that's why this adolescent male died until the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward runs tests on the samples. But the algae has caused marine mammal deaths from Alaska to California. He's not sure what's causing the increase in demoic acid in the area.
It could be a number of things. It could be temperature. It could be the oceanography. The currents of the local area is just sweeping it into the bay. But this is a cause of concern, and it's a potential threat.
Brewer is looking for other clues to the animal's death as well.
There's some areas that we've seen a little bit of trauma around the chest. The tissue, the blood is kind of soaked in through from the muscle into the blubber, which kind of lets us know that there was some kind of hemorrhaging through the fat tissue.
He's also collecting samples from most other organs, including the heart and brain, and the entire stomach, to see what the sea lion was eating. If you find a sick or dead marine mammal, don't touch it or approach it. Just contact the Sea Life Center in Seward or your local sampler, Reed Brewer. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.